The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen, check out Miles Bridges.
Fellow Michigander, Flint Town representative. Michigan State Spartan. The bridge is over. The bridge is over. Hey, hey, let's start the show.
Hey, it's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is
what
it that
dope?
We do?
We get a people!
Yes.
What they want.
We will break down the struggling Nets and all the Week 7 action from yesterday, but we start the show with a shocking result. It was Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs going into Tennessee, and they didn't just get beat, they got waxed. The Chiefs scored 3 points in the entire contest. Derrick Henry was throwing touchdown passes. Jalen, what is wrong with the Kansas City Chiefs?
This is the most surprising results of a Patrick Mahomes-led team that I've seen since the Super Bowl. And you know what they had in common yesterday with the Super Bowl? That they had trouble scoring. Mm-hmm. And you know what else? This team basically has as many turnovers, including Patrick Mahomes in particular, this year, basically as they had the previous 2 years combined. They can't run the football. They never could stop anyone. Derrick Henry, how about this? Didn't even rush for 100 yards because he didn't have to. But he threw for a touchdown. A.J. Brown was out there catching for over 100, looking like a beast. How about Ryan Tannehill rushing for a touchdown and out-dueling Patrick Mahomes? Jacoby, it was 27-0 at halftime. The Titans mercy these guys. This was an impressive win by Tennessee.
I always watch these games. I think Patrick Mahomes will get that magic. They're going to come back. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Just wait. Next possession. But it's not happened all year long for this Kansas City Chiefs team. And you mentioned it earlier. For me, it's turnovers and defense. Look, they can't stop A.J. Brown. They can't stop Derrick Henry. But they also can't stop shooting themselves in the foot. Look at this. Look at this. You mentioned it.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Preach.
How they have turned the ball over again. We're only 7 weeks into the season, and they've already out-turned over the entire previous season. And a lot of it is Patrick Mahomes' decision-making, let's be honest.
You know what I love about sports? I'm old enough to remember when the Chiefs were going to win 7 championships and Patrick Mahomes was the greatest player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about sports. Until yesterday, where he has the first game as a starter where he doesn't throw for 250 or a TD pass. That was the first time that ever happened. And you're right, turnovers have been an issue. But again, I want to make sure we give credit to the Tennessee Titans because they physically dominated this football team. They could have ran up the score if they wanted to in the second half. They was beating the brakes off the Kansas City Chiefs.
A.J. Brown had a huge game. Derrick Henry didn't get 100 yards, but he didn't need to. And Tannehill looked good. This is the Titans team that we expected that sputtered out of the gate. This is not the Chiefs team that we expected. There was another matchup between two teams considered to be some of the best in the AFC. And, of course, I'm talking about the Ravens and the Bengals. Joe Burrow versus Lamar Jackson. And like the previous game, this one wasn't even close. The Bengals waxed the Ravens. Jalen, are you considering the Bengals now one of the best teams in the AFC?
The beauty of sports is coming into the season, the talk was if the Kansas City Chiefs can respond to losing in the Super Bowl and win it this year. And a couple of weeks ago, are the Ravens the best team in the AFC? Don't the Bengals look a lot different now that they got that guy right there, a franchise quarterback? And they defied what a lot of people felt they should do in the draft. They didn't take a lineman. They took that guy right there, who's breaking all records through 7 games for a receiver. And by the way, Jacoby, I just got to bring something off wax, on wax. You and I talked and did a lot of betting that Chase would get 2 touchdowns in football games. Don't that look like a smart bet now?
It sure does now.
Real smart bet right now. Look what he's doing to my guy. That's my guy, Marlon Humphreys. You know how much that is my guy.
The Humphreys gave up a lot of yards.
Yes.
Humphreys gave up a lot of yards yesterday. It wasn't just Ja'Marr Chase. It was also Joe Burrow. Uzoma had 2 touchdowns himself. This was a shellacking. Like those last game we showed you between the Chiefs and the Titans, and this game really just demonstrated that we don't know what we think we know about these teams in the AFC. Maybe the Bengals and the Titans are two of the best teams in the AFC. Of course, you have to talk about the Chargers and the Bills as well, but they really sort of reshuffled the power rankings in the American Football Conference after yesterday. But Jalen, the Ravens can't run the ball. What's going on?
Well, of course, Lamar's going to need help in that area. We know they've had some injuries at that position. But shout to the Bengals defense. Ogunjobi had, 1.5 sacks? Anytime you can contain Lamar and make him look pedestrian, that's really impressive by these Cincinnati Bengals. And shout to Joe Mixon, too. He was out there balling.
Mm-hmm. The Cardinals did what they were expected to do against the Tennessee Titans. We're going to take this to the Cardinals News Network. Jalen, they remain undefeated. They introduced Zach Ertz. Obviously, it was just against the Texans, but have they established themselves as the clear-cut favorite in the NFC?
Jacoby, you get out of line, you get whacked. Everybody knows the rules. Kyler Pesce not having it this year. I tried to tell everybody, anybody that's seen Casino or Bronx Tale, you already know what it is. When Joe Pesci, AKA Kyler, shows up, it's gonna be a problem. Somebody's getting whacked. You see, Zach Ertz been playing football forever. All of a sudden, the longest TD grab of his career. Last year, AJ Green was looking washed. He out there balling. What about Christian Kirk and our guy? You see D-Hop? You know what I mean? Like, explosive. And it's led by our guy, my guy, right there, Kyler Pesce.
Just to reiterate, Jalen calls Kyler Murray Kyler Pesce because he's short and he's angry. Well, when you look at the NFC, you have to consider the Cardinals as one of the best teams. But in that conversation are the Packers and the Cowboys and, of course, the previous Super Bowl champion, Buccaneers.
Because he's ruthless.
The Buccaneers played the Bears, and I don't know what happened to the Bears, but they are bad, bad, and the Buccaneers absolutely rolled behind Tom Brady. What do you think of this one?
Here's a story of a man named Brady. So let me get this right. A guy gets drafted in the 6th round, defies all odds, and wins so many Super Bowls that he becomes the GOAT. He leaves that squad, goes to Tampa Bay, reinvents himself, and now all of a sudden he's playing better football than he's ever played in his career. And by the way, this is from somebody that watched Tom Brady play in college and was sharing snaps with Drew Henson. Okay? How about all of a sudden Evans, 3 touchdowns. Godwin, over 100 yards. Like 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. 600 passing TDs, and the man is balling into his mid-40s. This is extremely impressive for a professional athlete. We'll probably never see anything like this again.
Mike Evans scored 3 touchdowns yesterday, and one of them was the 600 touchdown of Tom Brady, and he gave the ball to a fan. They had to negotiate to get the ball back. I'm glad they did, but watching Mike Evans' reaction to realizing that he gave the 600 touchdown ball away to a fan was hilarious. And Jalen, I really don't know if the Buccaneers are the best team in this conference, but I do know that I would not want to face them in the playoffs because on any given Sunday or Monday, Tom Brady can absolutely be lethal. Did the Lions play yesterday? The Detroit Lions? What are you doing? What's happening?
You know when you go to the supermarket, they say you want paper or plastic? I want plastic.
Why are the eye holes so far apart from each other?
You want paper or plastic? I want plastic.
We will break down the Lions losing weekend once again and much more right after this. Stay tuned. You're watching it. Very sad, Jalen and Jacoby. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we are going to talk about the Brooklyn Nets' slow start. But first, we have the Washington football team going into Lambeau to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and getting waxed. The matchup between Heineke and Rodgers, you'll never believe it, went Aaron Rodgers' way. Look at that pass.
I can't front Jacoby, other than like the couple of surprising losses that we talked about earlier with the Ravens and the Chiefs. Like, two of the more disappointing defenses have been Washington and the 49ers. Now, I know they were going against Aaron Rodgers, and he spread the football around, three touchdown passes, and he's having a lot of fun out there. But I want to ask you, what happened to your guy Heineken? What happened to that boy?
You got to run into the
end zone. What happened to that boy?
You can't just like fall right next to the end zone. You have to go into the end zone. My guy Heineken, I was high on him a couple weeks ago, but I'm going to call him Loneken now. We're going to call him Loneken because Taylor Loneke did not really match up with Aaron Rodgers in this one.
What happened to that boy?
And it was also the good defense of the Packers that contributed to that. The Packers have to be considered one of the best teams in the NFC, and the Lions have to be considered the worst team in the NFL. It was the matchup, the revenge match for your guy, Jared Montana Goff, going up against the team that traded him, and it was not that close.
How about the fact that 25% of Lions fans actually went to Los Angeles for the game? Like, Detroiters are that ride or die. And since we're 0-7 and it hurts my heart, that was one meow. Can you give me six more, please? Like, I need it for therapy. I need it for, that's two. Really, I need it.
Shout out to DeAndre Swift, though.
He can ball.
No, we're not giving shouts to anybody, Jalen. We're not giving shouts to anybody on the Lions, all right?
We need a couple of more meows.
Onside's kick. They tried a fake punt. Like, they tried everything to get this win, and... Look at this. Come on. What are y'all trying to do here? In the first quarter is what we're doing?
I mean, like you said, we put out all of the gimmicks, fam. And by the way, how about your guy Cooper Kupp? You called him earlier this year when they got Stafford. You said he was going to go crazy. Like, it ain't just against us. He out there balling each week. And as you know, I'm happy for Matthew Stafford. Like, I wanted him to escape a couple of years ago. And now he's showing the world what he can do. He's like the 13th quarterback, Jacoby, to throw for 300 touchdowns. Like, that kind of success wouldn't have been acknowledged playing for the Lions. He now is going to put himself in position to try to go towards the Hall of Fame.
Well, Jalen, it is finally time to turn our attention to the NBA. And it is the Brooklyn Nets who went up against my Hornets. And it was Bridges and Melo who put on an absolute show. And of course, we're going to celebrate the victors because they played a good game, especially Bridges and Melo. Bridges putting up numbers. But Jalen Anthony Rose, what is going on with the Brooklyn Nets, who many, myself included, consider them to be the favorite to win the Eastern Conference?
And as you know, like you said, we're going to pay homage to our guys. Nephew Melo out there balling, flirting with a triple-double. The ball got energy. Kelly Oubre running the floor. Our guy Miles Bridges willing to dunk on anybody who's in the way, shooting threes. They balling. We had Coach on the show as well. You know that's our league pass squad. We'll get to them later. Now let me talk about the Nets for a minute. You know who helped get them to Brooklyn? Sean Carter. Shout to my Rock fam. Hov. And by the way, they need to put a statue of Biggie in front of the building. We've been talking about this for 10 years. I need for that to happen. So let me get this right. You're the Nets. You got KD going for over 30. Jay-Z and OG Juan sitting front row to watch LaMelo. Just think about that. To watch somebody on the other team because they were the attraction and they showed up and balled. Do James Harden play for the Nets?
I think so.
I want to ask you a question. Do James Harden play for the Nets?
Because
he'll look interested in doing so to me. Not yet. When I'm seeing James Harden have more turnovers than free throw attempts, he out there walking.
One free throw attempt.
Was James Harden on the top 75 players of all time?
Absolutely. Deservedly so.
Okay, so this is his prime. So this is where, like, it's tough to put players that are active on lists like this. Because I need to see it every night. James Harden, Anthony Davis, for example. And the other thing, you know what else I'm seeing? James Harden looking at KD like, that Kyrie thing, that's your man. That's your man. Y'all work that out. And so he looks disinterested even being a part of it. KD the one now that got to go to the podium and talk about Kyrie is not walking through the door saving the day like Rick Pitino said about Larry Joe Bird. And James Harden, if you notice, ain't no sound bites of him talking about it. Ain't no sound bites of him talking about it. He's like, y'all work that out. Because what I now see is James Harden don't look happy out there on the floor. By the way, he's playing. I don't care what's coming out of his mouth. I know he said, I want to be there. I'm invested. I'm here for the long term. He said all of the right things. But I'm a major James Harden fan, fam, and a fellow lefty. I've seen this dude put up supersized triple doubles. This time last year, he was showing up in camp out of shape because he wanted out of Houston. It took 9 games for it to happen. Shout to Jalen Green hitting 8 threes yesterday. I love his game. But now you're going to start the season without Kyrie on cruise control? Like, I thought I was about to see James Harden. I thought it was scary hours. Did Miles Bridges look scared?
No.
Oh, okay. Did Melo look scared?
No.
Okay, show me. I'm a huge fan. I need to see James Harden show back up. I don't know who that is. That ain't James Harden. Well, that ain't the person that got his number currently retired in Houston. That ain't him. They gonna need him.
That's a really good point about James Harden, but you always also point out their front court is the true problem with this team. You can have Kyrie back. The way they've played just in these 3 games, they don't look like they're Kyrie Irving away from a championship team because of what's going on in the front court. When you look at the production that they get on both ends of the floor, especially defense, from their front court, we always talk about the age of the Lakers. Look at this front court. Blake Griffin, Paul Millsap, LaMarcus Aldridge, Nicholas Claxton is young, but Jalen, they're not going to win a championship with these four defending the rim and trying to get you buckets and rebounds.
When did you decide that? I tried to tell you that they weren't going. There are people walking the face of the earth that's like, this Nets team gonna win the East without Kyrie. I tried to tell y'all, that ain't happening.
That is not happening.
There are people walking the face of the earth like, oh, since they got KD and Harden, they about to win the East. Without Kyrie, they're not going to be able to do it. And by the way, and I picked KD as my preseason MVP with Giannis. Like, it's a team game. Put their bigs back up there. And you look at yesterday's game, and you'll say, well, they didn't have Blake Griffin. Newsflash, Blake Griffin has been injury prone for a lot of his career. So it ain't no surprise that they didn't have Blake Griffin. First off, second, Paul Millsap is just a seasoned vet. You know, God bless his soul. He's doing what he can at this point in his career. Keep getting them checks. Nicholas Claxton, I mean, he's a young fella. He can rim run. He can shot block. I love his activity. But right now, he lighting the cakes for some of the people he going to have to face. And LaMarcus Aldridge killed in the previous game. He had over 20, was making shots, but man, that's a lot to ask for a guy that was retired last year for health issues. Like, that front court right there ain't beat nobody. They gotta outscore people. And the only way you outscore people is insert one of the greatest scorers in the game, Kyrie Irving, to go with James Harden. Not the version that's playing right now, but the James Harden that has been all NBA, that's one of the top 75 players of all time, to go with KD, and then they can win the East. But everybody out there coming into the year like, oh, they gonna win the East without Kyrie? That's crazy talk.
Well, we will see. All I know, Kyrie, get vaccinated, my guy. Get vaccinated. They need you. They need you. They need you out there. Just get the vaccine. Jalen, tonight, one of the most exciting performers in the NFL will take the stage on Monday Night Football. Of course, I'm talking about Alvin Kamara going up against the Seahawks without Russell Wilson. We'll get you ready for that and talk about the struggles the Lakers are having as well. Stay tuned. You're watching J&J. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we have a Monday Night Football matchup tonight between the Saints and the Seahawks, and you have an interesting prediction about a performance.
You ready for this? You know how we are about our bets. Alvin Kamara finds pay dirt three times.
Whoa!
Two via rushes, one a reception. He goes over 125 yards rushing, over 75 yards receiving. He has a big game on Monday night. Book it.
Jalen, let's turn our attention to the Los Angeles Lakers, who have sputtered a little bit out of the gate this season. They did get a win yesterday behind 28 points from not AD, not LeBron, but Carmelo Anthony. What do you think about this throwback performance from Melo?
I told you winning is the best deodorant, because if Ja Morant makes that free throw and sends this into overtime and they lose this game, I'm going to tell you what we'd be discussing. The fact that LeBron or AD didn't have over 20. That LeBron allowed Carmelo to catch and shoot the ball because Russ was getting 13 assists while Melo was getting six threes, which means LeBron was playing off the ball. That's what I'm going to be watching for. How willing is he going to be to do that, in particular the last 2 minutes of a game?
Well, you and I both sort of felt like the Lakers and the Nets were the best teams in each conference. And so far, early in the season, it looks like both of those teams need to look in the mirror and make some changes and develop. Jalen, we'll be back tomorrow on ESPN2 at 4 p.m. We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for the people. Jalen, there's a lot I want to discuss with you. One thing I want to discuss with you didn't make the television show because it happened a couple days ago. The skirmish, the dust up on the bench between Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard. I know you saw it. What'd you think about that?
No harm, no foul. I believe they likely guard each other every day in practice. Their styles of play are vastly different, and I'm really bringing y'all behind the curtain on this. And their personalities are extremely different. And so when you're a teammate with somebody and you know what I know, it can be agitating when you gotta be around that dude all of the time. Because just think about what Dwight Howard's personality dichotomy is. Fun-loving, silly, and outgoing. But his game right now is physical, wild, foul, and hack.
Mm-hmm.
That's his game right now. So if he's guarding you every day in practice, I'm just letting you know, those feelings don't change when the game start. You're telling him, you be doing this to me in practice, why you ain't out there doing that to them? And Dwight Howard came into the game because we had that game that night, committing like stupid fouls. He came in and like, is Dwight Howard determined to put them in the bonus? I thought that he was single-handedly like, I'm gonna be the first person to get six straight fouls. That's what I thought that he was like, he was bugging. I'm just talking about as a player, as a teammate. Like, if you were watching the game and you ain't been around ball as much as I have, and like, you seeing like, he ain't there on the coverage where he should be, fouling far away from the basket, like he's slowing the rotation. Like, you know things that the average eye can't see. So you like, he on some BS. And I saw it too. Like, I literally was watching the game saying that. You know what I mean? And so I wasn't surprised when it happened. It will happen again. It will happen again. And now that gets to my second point. There's going to always be a rub with Anthony Davis. Because of you, I got to play the five. If you was the Dwight Howard that want my spot in the top 75, then I wouldn't have to play the five. It's because of you, I got to play the five. So I don't want to hear nothing from you, number one. And then number two, they won a championship together. You got a lot of grizzled veterans on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Your fuse is a little shorter when you get older. You know, they say the most honest people are kids and the elderly. You know, in basketball years, when you get like in like your 30s, like your mid-30s, that for normal professions, that's like senior citizen. You know what I mean? Like, I think I retired at 34, but I was washed like 2 years before that. You know what I mean? And so I think because they're gonna struggle sometimes defensively, you're gonna see those two guys looking at each other arguing a lot this year. And the other thing I'm gonna be seeing is how LeBron handles playing off the ball. So right now, this is why you come to Jalen and Jacoby. Right now, everybody's celebrating the Lakers victory because most people don't watch the game or don't know what they watching, or both. Either way, I saw Russ have 13 assists. I saw Melo hit 6 threes. That means LeBron and AD ain't scoring 25.
Nope.
So that means if they lose that game, because John Morant was out there killing. You know how much I love John Morant. Been on the show. You see that crossover, that up and under?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. But he got to make that free throw. Want to make the free throw? Got to make that free throw. I like how he owned it on Twitter and keep it moving. Like, everybody has their own personality, but for me, I try to use the approach of if something happens, attack it head on and keep it moving. So I appreciate how he did that. But we will be talking, if they lost, about Russell having the ball and LeBron spotting up. That will be the conversation. Through a couple of games, LeBron's making the three and they won, so we're not talking about it. But if they would have lost, they would have lost that game, which they about to be losing some games. Newsflash, Lakers ain't winning 70 games this year. They ain't winning 65, newsflash. So hopefully you ain't bet that. That ain't happening. That's what we will be discussing. So is LeBron going to be willing to do that? And to start this conversation, is AD going to be willing to play the five? That's adjustments for your two best players.
AD's going to be playing the five because obviously their best lineup, their closing lineup, is going to have him as the center on the floor. But it seems like you bring in Russ, and LeBron knows what he's doing. You know what I mean? He's famous for his basketball IQ. He brings in Russ, and you're like, well, Russ is off the ball. That's not what he's good at. But is it ever a good idea to have LeBron James not have the ball? Like, is that ever going to make your team better? It really feels like they should be on the floor together as little as possible throughout the game. That seems to be the answer. They should be on the floor together as little as possible throughout the game. Because having Russ spot up for threes is worse than having Bron spot up for threes.
Well, Bron can make threes now, so you can get away with it. But to your point, it's the playmaking premise of operating in a close game when you got a basketball genius like LeBron James without the ball in his hands. That's a dynamic that they're going to have to iron out and figure out. And you're right, you got to stagger their minutes throughout the game. But you ain't going to stagger it you ain't gonna stagger it the last minute and a half of the game.
No, no, they gotta figure that out.
And they'll both be on the floor.
Yeah.
So,
you know who won't be on the floor? DeAndre Jordan or Dwight Howard. So that'll be AD playing the center.
No, no.
Well, it's really interesting what's happening with the Nets and the Lakers. The Nets and the Lakers not looking like what I expected the Nets and the Lakers to look like at this point in the season. Mr. Rose, we have some other games happened yesterday in the National Football League that we should hit on. At some point, you got to stop paying attention to the Lions games. I just want to tell you that. Like, you really shouldn't be doing that. Let's just say it was a bad week of NFL football.
Stop paying attention.
It was a bad week of NFL football. Like, the only close game was the Falcons and the Dolphins. I don't even care who wins the Falcons and the Dolphins game. But to bring it back to your Lions, are you sure that you should have drafted Tua? Are you sure that you should have drafted Tua?
No, no, no.
Because you're very upset about passing on Tua. You're very upset about passing on Tua.
Okay, well, how about this? Hold on, hold on. And by the way, the summer of Jalen, it really didn't happen. Like, I have covered a lot of ground.
You've done a lot of things, but none of the things you said you would do. Let's just say that.
Right. Well said. Well said. Well said. So it's funny you bring Tua up, because I was actually at a football game yesterday in Miami and saw him throw for 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still stand by the fact that he ain't better than Jalen Hurts. I stand by that. And I compared them because they were teammates and Jalen had to leave. And Tua, rightfully so, came in, dazzled, threw a game-winning touchdown. But hindsight, it's 2020 in this. Either way, I wanted Matthew Stafford to get freed last year. So we wouldn't have Jared Montana if we had Tua. I'd rather have him. Yeah, I'd rather have him than Jared. I would. And they messed up with, like, and I can't really talk about Jeff Okuda because he hurts. I want to
He's hurt.
Hope the young fella gets, I hope the young fella gets healthy. But, like,
You all right? You okay?
How about that Aaron Donald quarterback pressure late that led to that Jalen Ramsey interception? Like, that's what Matthew Stafford now has that he didn't have in Detroit. Marquee pieces at important spots, like head coach.
Receiver.
Yes.
Defensive end. Cornerback.
Yes.
Linebacker.
Yes.
All of that.
300 touchdown passes.
Well, Jay.
Matthew Stafford is a great Lion. Like, you've never heard me slander him.
Remember when Sam Darnold and the Panthers were 3-0 and we all thought that Sam Darnold was going to turn into Sam Darnold because Sam Darnold wasn't on the Jets anymore? Well, since then, the Panthers have dropped 4, and the latest is a 3-25 loss to the New York Football Giants in the Meadowlands. What happened to the Panthers?
It was all good just a week ago. They lost Christian McCaffrey. You know what happened. That's what happened. Like, who went number one in the fantasy draft this year?
McCaffrey.
Like, so he's really good. You know what I'm saying? Like, like he's really good. Like, he's like the top running back and like a top 3 or 5 receiver.
Well, we all know what happened.
He's really good.
We all know what happened with John Gruden and the Raiders, who had a couple big wins early in the season. They took care of business against your guy Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. They're 5-2. Yet when I talk about the best teams in the AFC, their name does not come across my lips. Are the Raiders being slept on as a potential AFC team that could win a couple playoff games?
Well, I love Waller. I love Jacobs. I'm happy for Derek Carr. I'm disappointed in Mark Davis and basically how his statement after John Gruden was forced to step down. Basically blame the NFL. I didn't appreciate that. That was whack to me. And one of the things that he might need to know about his team is playing in a black city like Oakland and having an iconic logo with the patch, and his father, who always was about diversity. You know what I'm saying? Like Gene Upshaw and Shell as coaches and execs. Like I could go on and on just remembering how that's one of the things I liked about the Raiders. I liked Jim Plunkett and Lester Hayes and Mike Haynes and Cliff Branch. Marcus Allen, Ted the Stork Hendricks, Howie Long. And so it really disappointed me how he took the torch of his father being a rebel against the NFL and reversed engineered it in this manner. I didn't appreciate that. And so I'm it's great to see the team performing the way it is and their interim coach doing a good job, but contender in the AFC, no.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but they look pretty good at 5-2. They've got a couple big wins. Obviously, the one against the Ravens was important. And just because we want to touch on every game, the Patriots waxed the Jets. 54 points. Mac Jones has shown some flashes of brilliance and also some flashes of, rookie mistakes. Are you convinced that Mac Jones is the future at that position for Bill Belichick in New England?
Yes. But what I enjoy is like when Bill Belichick reminds us, like KD did, when he was like, you know, I am Kevin Durant. That's what that was to me yesterday, watching the Patriots wax the Jets. Like, y'all do know I'm Bill Belichick, right? That's what I was like pulling out the gimmicks, you know, double pass plays, like multiple people getting touchdowns, like scoring over 50 points. You know, I am Bill Belichick is what I got from that.
Jalen, a couple teams have looked really good in the Western Conference to start out the season in the National Basketball Association. One of which, the Golden State Warriors, still haven't lost a game. No Klay Thompson, no Wiseman, yet still finding ways to win. Jalen, is this going to continue for the Warriors?
Yes, it will. And, you know, for people who now believe that the Warriors are going to be good this year, like, don't take thunder sticks and start beating your chest. Like, Vegas predicted the Warriors was going to be the second best team in the West going into the season.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, why? Steph Curry. And this is what I want to make sure I stress. While all-time greatness, like, can't be disputed, There's levels to like greatness. Like there's a different room for certain Hall of Famers to me, like Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Magic and LeBron and Kareem and Bill Russell and Kobe and there's a Hall of Fame for like 15, 30 people. And then there are like a lot of other like all-time great players that accomplished amazing things. But I bring this up because I just want to show you the different levels it is between a player like a Steph Curry, who's been a unanimous MVP, that's a three-time champion, that's already acknowledged as one of the top 75 players of all time. When I was doing a list, it made me acknowledge that he's probably the third greatest point guard of all time behind Magic and Isaiah. Anybody can dispute me on that. But the point I'm trying to get towards is the levels to this. When you have Steph Curry,
versus when you have James Harden. James Harden led the league in scoring. He's also an MVP level player. Still in his prime also. But if you were picking a team, you wouldn't like, when you really think about it, it's like, man, I would actually pick that guy 10 out of 10 times over the other guy. Like, when KD enters the room, it's like, all right, you know, Steph, you know, I might have to take KD. He's taller. You know what I mean? Like, it's just different levels to all-time greatness. And so the Warriors have that in Steph. They actually have that. The Nets have that in KD, which is why I believe they can get to the second round. Let me tell y'all something. These Nets ain't better than the Hawks.
Oh, no. I disagree there. I disagree there.
Listen to your brother, dog. Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you. When I tell you the chicken lay eggs, get the skillet hot. I'm trying to tell you, look what the Hawks got up front. Look what they got up front. They got John Collins, who can shoot threes and a pogo stick, a bang on anybody's head, right? Just got a new deal, got him locked in. They got Clint Capella, one of the best offensive rebounders, one of the best shot blockers, and one of the best rim runners and finishers in the league, right? They got both of those guys. They start. You got DeAndre Hunter, who can play some of those minutes. He shoot threes. He guard four positions. They got Danilo Gallinari, who can make threes and still, like, is not a liability, in particular offensively, because he has height, right? What I'm trying to tell you is the Nets are so thin up front, fam. They're so thin. When they go against these teams, it's going to be an issue. Who just beat them? Oh, Miles Bridges, P.J. Washington. They got young bodies. You seen the young bodies? And you like, go ahead. Please say Blake Griffin wasn't playing. Please.
Blake Griffin wasn't available to them. They were hobbled.
Okay, you're going to make me curse. Like, when was the last? So, have you ever said that before?
Yes, Blake Griffin
wasn't available? Okay.
Yes, I have.
Is that 50% of his career? So who goes into a season and says, I'm going to rely on Blake Griffin for 82 games? Has somebody ever said that out loud?
No.
Okay.
Well, the Pistons did.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, he didn't dunk for us in three seasons.
Yeah, the Pistons definitely said that.
And we had him and Derrick Rose at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We did that. And let go Chris Middleton, who can ball. Let go Spencer Dinwiddie, who can ball. They played for us, by the way. But in all seriousness, though, KD, when I was doing a list, you know what I realized, Jacoby?
What's that?
Kevin Durant is one of the 15 greatest basketball players of all time.
I can see that.
As I started doing like between 10 and 20, I'm like, KD's just kept popping up like a jack in the box. I'm like, wow. Like, and so I'm never gonna take anything away from a team that has him. And because they have him is why I believe they can still like compete in a seven-game series in the second round of the playoffs. But today, I'm taking today the Bucks, the Heat, and
the
Hawks.
Don't say Hawks.
Over the Nets.
Well, we'll see. Some tells me they're going to figure this out. Some tells me Kyrie's going to get vaccinated. Some tells me everything's going to be all good for the Brooklyn Nets. Can we celebrate the Knicks for a second? I know they just lost to the Magic. But I'm loving what I'm seeing from the Knicks. Mitchell Robinson makes a big difference for them. Obi Toppin looks better this year. Like, they shouldn't have lost to the Magic. They kind of fell apart in the fourth quarter. But the previous game against the Magic, they were up by 40. just cruising. The Knicks, you know what? The Knicks are better than the Nets. I'm going to add them to the list. The Knicks are winning the East this year. The Knicks are winning the East this year. The Knicks are winning the East this year. They got a matchup for Giannis. Like, who's going to cover Giannis? Oh, yeah. Giannis can't score 20 points on this Knicks defense. They got
some of my favorite. I promise you, if you could look at my phone right now, some of my favorite people in the world are either from New York or are Knicks fans. And let me just tell y'all something. The level of delusion gets no further than how we started this topic. I'm going to put you on the couch and rewind what you just said.
Okay.
You said, let's talk about and celebrate the Knicks. And then the next word
I know
was they just
magic.
Lost to Orlando. The next word. The next word.
I just breezed right through that one. I went right through that stoplight.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah. When the game before, they beat Orlando handily.
So we're going to ignore
there's a team
that they
outing.
Lost.
There's a team
to,
outing.
So
they went to Disney.
Ignore.
We went to Disneyland.
We're going to ignore, and I love Jalen Suggs. We're going to ignore that they lost probably to the worst team in basketball. And we're also going to ignore that Terrence Ross had 0 points going into the fourth quarter and scored 22 points to beat them.
Yeah. It took that kind of miraculous performance. That's
that.
What it takes to beat the Knicks.
We're
you
like,
have to do
Tibbs
things you've never done before to beat the Knicks.
Oh, Tibbs, tough grind defense.
If they had Mitchell Robinson last year, they beat the Hawks. If they had Mitchell Robinson last year, they beat the Hawks. No question. Not even close.
Oh,
sweet.
Man.
Sweet. Probably
oh,
a sweet.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I was just at the Garden, and I swear, like Spike Lee, you know, he had extra strong in his drink. You know what I mean? Like feeling good about himself. You know, Tracy Morgan had two heavy chains on.
Huge chains.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They like you guys are radio. Y'all, you guys are ready to radio Raheem the game. Y'all ready? Y'all just ready. Y'all ready to erupt? Yeah, if they win a second round playoff series, Fat Joe head gonna explode like the movie Scanners. I promise you. Like the Nick enthusiasm, I love it. Now, let me go back to something else you said. Did you say that they were better than the Nets?
They're the best team in basketball. I'm picking them to win the championship this year.
Got it.
Did you see RJ Barrett?
They're going to win 75 games this year. That
no,
team.
81 games. They had one slip up, against the Magic. It took a truly magical performance.
The Magic
going to
go down in history.
Right. They're going to be the one team that game. At the time, the Knicks were just, they didn't realize that was going to be the one blemish in their entire record. You know what I mean? Had they known that one game was going to be their sole loss of the season, including the playoffs, they would have tried harder. Some tell me they went around the world to Epcot Center. We've all tried it before. Try to get one drink from every country. And they try to go around the world to Epcot Center. That's what did them in. That's going to do us in for the day. Jalen Anthony Rose. Why you got the look on your face? You all right, bud? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm happy because I was booking Shakur Stevenson. The champ will be with Jalen and Jacoby tomorrow.
Yes.
And you know who else I'm going to bring on the show? My OG. I got to bring on Andre Ward, too. That's my guy. I got to bring him on, too. But
we'll
tomorrow,
be back tomorrow,
Shakur Stevenson will be joining Jalen and Jacoby.
Why is that, Jalen Rose?
Just because we're the most versatile show in the game, and we're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people time. Give people what they
want. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.